so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Word of God for the people of God.
I think one of the greatest issues we face in life is dealing with loneliness. Dealing with a feeling of sadness and dejection of being alone. A sense of isolation or just bleakness. Because even though there are people in your life, many times people you long to share with in a deeper way, people that you want to be there for you, sometimes even in our relationships, we can experience loneliness. I know that sometimes I can be with a large group of people and feel a sense of loneliness. Because that negative feeling comes when we don't feel connected. That we might be technically with people, but don't feel people with us. You know, sometimes we can go to a church, sit in a pew right next to people or behind people or in front of people and leave feeling lonely and isolated. Loneliness is difficult to deal with. It drags us down. I think it can often lead to depression. And once we get depressed, we just keep spiraling further and further downward. How do we deal with that? Did you recognize the words from Psalm 22? Words that Jesus spoke from the cross. You know, back in Jesus' day, people didn't say, well, turn to Psalm 22. You usually referenced a psalm by the first words of the psalm. And I suspect as Jesus hung on the cross, in his pain, in his agony, at those few moments before his death, possibly for the first time in his life, he experienced the feelings of loneliness, the sadness, the isolation, the being cut off from people, and yet there were people all around him. And near the foot of the cross were people he loved. But he loved those people who were making fun of him and mocking him. Even those soldiers who drove the nails in his wrist and in his feet. And yet, because Jesus, the man, living out his human experience, because as the Christ, he lived as a spirit with God before the foundation of the world. And through him, we were created spiritually. But he chose to live a human experience like we live a human experience. And in those moments on the cross, he finally came to grips with something we've all felt sometime in our lives. He felt lonely. He felt that sadness. He felt that weight come crushing down on him. And he remembered Psalm 22 and cried out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Because in our loneliness, we feel that we are left utterly to ourselves and feel so totally disconnected from the rest of the world. You see, Hebrews said, we have a high priest who has been tempted in every way such as us. I'm not sure Jesus really experienced the level of loneliness some of us feel until that moment on the cross. He was so in tune with God, he never felt loneliness. But he had to feel it so he could identify with us. That in his crucifixion and in his death, he experienced some of the loneliness we sometimes feel. Cut off. Nowhere to turn. No one at the moment we're thinking about that to turn to share whatever we would like to be sharing. You know, sometimes we're lonely because we just don't reach out. We feel so cut off emotionally, so caught up in what we're carrying in our lives, that there are people around us, but possibly our fear that they might not understand keeps us trapped in our own loneliness and isolation. Because I suppose all of us at one time or another in our loneliness have reached out and been slapped on the wrist. I suspect that's happened to you, just as it's happened to me. And after a while, you get a leery of reaching out. Or you reach out and someone seems to accept you and to embrace you and pull you in and you feel so good about it. And when you start sharing your heart, it's kind of like, oh, I don't want to hear this. And they push you away. Now, maybe they don't push you away physically, but emotionally, they let you know they're not ready to deal with what you're dealing with right now. I don't want to hear that. Unless you got happy thoughts, unless you got good things going on, unless you're going to say things that make me feel good, I'm not sure I want to get in there in the midst of your pain and your suffering and share that with you. Have you ever felt that way? Our Lord did. He had to really be our Lord and Savior. He had to experience what we experience, to feel forsaken. Why art thou so far from helping me? Why are you so far, my God, from my groaning? Oh, my God, I cry by day, but thou dost not answer, and by night, but find no rest. You see, there's a difference between loneliness and being alone. Jesus really knew the secret of that. To be alone, the English word for alone means all one. And we can be alone and be one with ourselves and one with our God. And Jesus lived a life with that kind of connection no matter what happened to him. Until he was on the cross. And in that moment, in his desire to completely identify with us, he grasped the idea of being cut off. Imagine being up on a cross, lifted up on top of a hill as a spectacle before everyone that's there. Just two or three people at your feet that loved you. And you couldn't see them very well if they were at the foot of the cross because of your position and your agony and your pain. But you could see and you could hear the people that didn't care about you. I mean, it's almost a prophecy when you read the words in 22. I mean, it was like David who prayed this prayer had a vision of the pain and the isolation of Jesus on the cross. He says, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue, so dry, it's sticking to my mouth. Thou dost lay me in the dust of death. I'm almost dead. Yea, the dogs are around me. A company of evildoers encircle me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all of my bones. They stare and they gloat over me. They divide my garments among them, and for my raiment they cast lot. In that moment, he knew the pain we experience in our loneliness, in our isolation, being with people and being cut off from them in the same moment. Sitting in the same car, in the same house, in the same congregation, at the same club meeting, in the same schoolroom, and feeling sad because you feel so unconnected to the people around you. You know, I hate to admit this. You know, sometimes the greatest distance in my life has been as a husband laying next to my wife and feeling like we were 25 miles apart. Has that ever happened to you with someone? Because you're disconnected, even in your marriage relationship, that closest of all relationships. Or reaching out to your child and they're right there in front of you and you're trying to share with them and connect with them and they might as well be 100 miles away. And all of a sudden you sense that and you feel the pain of loneliness and isolation from someone that you love so much. To experience life as human beings is to face loneliness as well as being alone. And the only difference in the two is not realizing that our God is always with us. That's why I really don't believe Jesus had a problem with loneliness until he took it upon himself on the cross. Because Jesus was so connected with Abba God that he never felt the pain of loneliness. Because Jesus knew who he was. He knew he was a spiritual being, the Christ, the Son of the living God. He knew that he would go back to being the Christ, the Son in victory of the living God. He didn't lose sight of who he was as a spiritual being, but we do. We sometimes think that's all we are as a human being. We forget that we were spoken forth before the foundation of the world by a God who loves us eternally, who promised to always be with us and never leave us. And he never does leave us, but we forget who we really are. Or we really forget whose we are. We belong to him. So we can be alone without being lonely. We don't have to have the sadness and the dejection and the sense of isolation and depression that comes with literally being isolated from everyone. That is something that's in our mind. It's a part of our humanness. It's a part of this flesh. We are never without our God to cling to. Abba, Father, is there for you and for me. The point is, Jesus never forgot that, and we do. Remember the movie with Tom Hanks, Castaway, back in 2001, where he was, FedEx or something, employee, and ended up on this island, and he was overcome with loneliness and the isolation and the dejection and even the depression that comes with that. And, you know, he found a ball. We were discussing that last night. What kind of ball was that? Was it a basketball? Huh? Volleyball. Okay. Both Jane and I were wrong. Volleyball. And it was made by who? Wilson. And so he creates someone to relate to and calls him Wilson and starts having a relationship with Wilson. God, Abba Father, is our Wilson. And we don't have to carry around a volleyball either. He is available to us when we realize we are spiritual beings. It's our nature to be connected with the God who helps us feel all one, even when we are alone. See, Jesus knew how to be alone. Quite frankly, Jesus liked being alone. Often in scriptures, it says the disciples went looking for him and found him alone. And you know what thought went through their minds probably? Oh, poor guy. Let's go spend some time with him so he'll feel better. Well, he already felt okay because he was all one in his aloneness. He was not lonely. You see, we put our faith in the things of this world. We put our hopes and dreams in other people doing things to make us happy. We put our hopes in our possessions and in our achievements to help us feel that we are special. And when people don't react to us the way we want them to, we feel lonely and sad and dejected because we forget that we are precious spiritual beings. For now, locked in a human body, in a human experience. And we can be alone, all one, without the feelings of loneliness. And all we have to do is shift our hearts and minds from the things of the flesh to the Spirit and open ourselves up to the God of God. Abba, Father, filling us with His holy presence, and we will feel one with Him. But you know, I'm thankful that my Lord and my Savior is such a high priest that He desired to experience what I've experienced and probably what you've experienced. Alone and isolated and sad and dejected. And He felt that on the cross. He carried that to the grave, but He rose to victory. And He offers that to you and me. We can fight against the power of loneliness if we will be one with God in our spirits. And when we do that, we're not alone. We're all one. Let us pray. Abba, Father, it's easy for us to get caught up in our human worldly needs And so often we want the validation of others. We want to be liked and understood and appreciated. We want people to respond to us with love and compassion. We want people that are connected to us in such a way that even in our sorrows and our struggles, we feel that we are embraced by them. But sometimes that just doesn't happen in our lives. Sometimes people don't perceive what we need. So we can be with the people we love the most and feel lonely. We can walk into a large crowd where people are cordial and kind and feel isolated and dejected. But help us to know we will never experience that in your presence. If we will just remember that we are spiritual beings, having a human experience, and sometimes those human experiences are not pleasant. But we're never alone. We never have to be lonely because you always care. Minister to us. Quicken our spirits. Remind us that we belong to you, that we might live even when we're alone as if we're all one unique special being that you've taught us we are, precious enough that your Son would have freely given his life for each one of us. We're alone, but we never have to be lonely again.